Okay, happy Erev Shabbos, Erev Yontif to everyone, a good Erev Shabbos, a good Erev Yontif. So, there's a very, very beautiful ideas that I saw this week. I think very, very apropos for the time that we're going into now, going Parshas Bamidbar, Shabbos Bamidbar, and starting a new Sefer, and going into the awesome, amazing Chasna, the amazing, amazing wedding between the Kadosh Baruch Hu and Klai Yisrael of the celebrating the Yontif of Shavuos. First pasuk we know the first few psukim of the parsha, Perek Aleph pasuk Yutes. The pasuk says, "Kasher tziva Hashem as Moshe, yiv kedim b'midbar Sinai." And Hashem commanded Moshe, and he counted them in the midbar. So the Rav Levi Yitzchak of Berditchev has a very beautiful idea in the second idea in Kedushas Levi on Parshas Bamidbar. It says, "V'yish ledaktik have a lei lemeimar v'yiv kedim b'midbar Sinai kasher tziva Hashem as Moshe." The pasuk says that Hashem commanded Moshe that he should count the Klai Yisrael in the Midbar at Sinai. So the Kiddush Levi says, usually when Hashem wants something from Moshe Rabbeinu, what does he do? The Pasuk says, it says whatever Hashem tells Moshe, Kasher Tziva Hashem as Moshe. It's at the whole end of Vayikra. Kasher Tziva Hashem as Moshe. Kasher Tziva Hashem as Moshe, right? But here, it's very, very odd, it's very peculiar, because the Pasuk says, Kasher Tziva Hashem first, Kasher Tziva Hashem as Moshe first, and then Vayiv Kedem Minbar Sinai. So what's going on here? Why Davka does it say Vayiv Kedem Minbar Sinai after saying Kasher Tziva Hashem? Usually it's Kasher Tziva Hashem goes at the end of the Pasuk. The Nira, this is what the Kiddush Levi explains, and this is exactly what we'll get to with the beautiful idea of Rabbi Nachman. Dihine Hashem Yisbrach Nasana Torah LeYisrael. Hashem gives the Torah to Klai Yisrael every single day, specifically the Shorish Matan Torah. V'nishmas Yisrael Heim Gufa Torah, the neshamas of Klai Yisrael, the nishmas of Klai Yisrael overall, is mamish the Torah itself. Ki Yisrael Heim Shishim Rivo Osios the Torah, and as we know famously from the Shlo, from the Megala Mukos, all bring down from the Zohar, they say that just like there's 600,000 letters in the Torah, there's 600,000 neshamas in Klai Yisrael. Nimso Yisrael Heim HaTorah. That's the Iker line. Nimso Yisrael Heim HaTorah. We see that Klai Yisrael is the Torah itself. Ki kol echad miYisrael hu os mei haTorah. Every Jew, every Yid is a letter in the Torah. Nimsa, we find, ma shepakad Moshe es Yisrael lomed es haTorah. We see that that's exactly what it means when Hashem, when Moshe counted Klai Yisrael, he was mamash learning Torah. And this is how the Kedushas Levi explains. This is exactly how Kedushas Levi explains why it says, kasher tziva Hashem es Moshe. V'zehu haremez, kasher tziva Hashem es Moshe, that Hashem commanded Moshe, haremez, shetzivu haTorah, asher tziva Hashem es Moshe, hu ba'atzal ma'asher saper es Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mamish explaining that the Torah's command, Hashem commanded Moshe, the command to Moshe to count Yisrael is the Torah itself. Hashem is saying, count every Jew because that's the Torah. Kasher tziva Hashem es Moshe, v'yiv kedim b'midbar Sinai. The counting is the commandment. The counting is what it means to love every Jew. Haremes should sivu haTorah asher tziva Hashem es Moshe hu ba'atzam asher saper es Yisrael. The commandment itself was to count Klai Yisrael. So therefore, it wouldn't make sense to put kasher tziva at the end, because kasher tziva Hashem es Moshe was what Hashem wanted him to do. The commandment was that he should count. You should count. So they wouldn't say, Vayit Kedem Amidu Sonak, Kasher Tziva Hashem. Kasher Tziva Hashem was the commandment, and therefore, that's exactly why it says in that order. There's a very beautiful idea brought down by Rabbi Nachman of Breslov, see in Sichus Aran, brought down by a student. Rabbi Nassim quotes from him. You know, we all think to be a good masman, you have to be in Seder on time, obviously 100%, and you have to be okay with your phone, not to be around you every five seconds. But the Rabbi Nachman says a beautiful insight of what it means to be a masmid, a true masmid. He said, a school la asmada, sheyisko lios masmid bilimudu, how someone mamish, a real masmid in his learning, hu lihizar levli ledaber al shum ish Yisraeli, a person is careful that he chas v'shom never speaks down about any single Jew. Kemo she'akala hi yafa azay ha'ava b'shlemas. As we know by a chasen and kala, and the kala is beautiful in the chasen's eyes, there's true, there's tremendous, complete love. But when the chassan views the kala is that that person is missing something, then we see that the ahava is not true, it's not complete, it's not full. We know the Torah itself is called the Kala. The pasuk says in Devarim that Megimel Dalet Torah Tzivlanu Moshe Morasha, but Darshu Zechzoranu Mevracha. We know Chazal explained Al Tikrei Morasha. Don't read it that it should be an inheritance. Ela Maorasa, that you're married. Every single Jew is married to the Torah. Now this is how the Rabbi Nachman goes beautifully with the Kedushas Levi. The Chol Echa Miyisrael Yesh Lo Os BaTorah. Every single Jew is an Os in the Torah. Kishishim Ribo Os Yosat Torah Kineged Shishim Ribo Nishim Neshamas Yisrael. 600,000 neshamas in Klai Yisrael, 600,000 letters in the Torah. Ukeshe yesh chisar me'echad miYisrael, nimsa sheyesh chisar ma'Torah shehem shorish nishmos am Yisrael. So when a Jew looks down at another Jew, chas v'shalom, God forbid, and he says, oh, that guy did this to me, or that guy did that to me, or that guy walked in at Ashrei, oh, he should go to the later meaning. You're the person is mamish taking a letter out of the Torah. V'alkein b'vadi iyef shalavos the Torah b'shlemus. He therefore says it's impossible to love the Torah b'shlemus. But listen to what, listen friends, listen chaver, listen what Rabbi Nachman says here. Aval kishiyizahar mi the davar al shum Yisrael. When a person's so careful never to talk or never to think bad about any single Jew, v'vliv limso shum chisar b'shum yis Yisraeli nimsa she'en ba'tor shum chisar umum as vade yavos ha'tor ma'od as a yasmin b'limud ha'tor migod aval kanishkal. When a person's so careful to make sure that he always looks for the good in every Jew, he always looks for the good in within himself, always looks for the good all around him. Then when he gets to learning, he's able to learn the Torah completely. Because every single Jew is an oath to the Torah. And when a person is such an optimistic person, always looking for the good in everything, always looking for the positive side in everything, then a person can be able to tap into the Torah fully. Then he can be able to learn 60 minutes in an hour. As we always know, that the famous, you know, Achroinim always say, the amazing ability to be able to learn in 60 minutes in an hour. And that's exactly how Rabbi Nachman concludes. Vezeo Torah Hashem Tamimo. The Torah of Hashem is complete. It's pure. Hainu kishat Torah Hashem hi tamima b'li shum chisaron umum dahainu kishin izhar levli ledaber v'liv limso shum chisaron mishum yisur shalei shu os mei Torah nimso sh'az Torah Hashem tamima azai hi mishivas nafesh. When we mamish feel that every single Jew is every letter in the Torah. And the next time we want to say something, we want to get upset at someone, but we say, no, I love the Rabbanu Shlom so much, I love his children so much, because we're all one. As the Tanya explains in Perek Lamed Beis, the Baal Tanya says that the old Klai Yisrael is mamish one guf. And as we know, the famous Yerushalmi says that if one hand was cutting up a piece of meat and you cut your right hand, would the right hand now cut the left hand? And that's what Klai Yisrael is. Klai Yisrael is every single Jew that also in the Torah. When the Torah is complete, then mishivas nafesh. Then a person mamish can mamish feel it. Ki oz daika zoichan la'avas haTorah. Then a person can mamish come to true love of Torah. Umargishin tam mesikas haTorah shemishivas hanefesh me'achar she'ein ba shum chisaron. Va'azai zoichan la'asmana kaniska de'el. Then a person is able to fully, really love the Torah in a complete way. So we saw a beautiful idea from the Kedushas Levi. Why it says kasher tziva Hashem es Moshe. Because mamish, the counting was the kasher tziva Hashem. The counting of the Torah, when Moshe counted every single Jew in the Torah, every single letter, he was looking for the good. He was looking at their true neshama. He was looking at their true soul. He was looking at the good within him. Then he was able to count them because mamish by loving every Jew, by looking for the good within every Jew, then a person can be able to be complete. And that's exactly what Rabbi Nachman explains: the skulah to smada in Torah, the skulah to any type of interaction in Torah or avodas Hashem. It's got to be the first thing first. God, we have to look at every single Jew, mamish, in the most positive and real light. To be able to realize we're all one body, we're all one soul. Ki'ish echad, b'lev echad. Once we realize that every single Jew is a letter in the Torah, then we could come to a complete level of learning our Torah. So whether it be over Shavuos, whether we see Jews who stay up all night, and whether we see Jews who do the tikkun, or Jews who are just learning Pashup, Torah Shabbat, or the Jews are going at it in Achronim, or even the Jew who's going to take a little bit of nap before davening, or even the Jews who didn't stay up, Chas v'Shalom, we don't look down on the Jews. We look for the good within every Jew. We see that the Shechina is mamash living within every Jew, and that's why the Arizal has the amazing thing that a person should be Harei Mekabel Lekabel.
Mitzvahs Aseh Shavav Tulerecha Kamocha, a person should be able to accept upon himself the mitzvah of Avdei Derech Kamocha before davening. Because when you come to davening, when we start our day, Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to see, where's your head? Where's your perspective in your Avodah Hashem? What are you looking? Where are you headed in this day? But we start off davening, we start off the day by realizing to love every Jew. So Ezer Hashem Yisbarach, Siyat Hashemayim, now going to Parshat Bamidbar, the 3-day Yontif for us Jews in Chutz La'aretz, which we zochem mir Hashem, for 6 beautiful, beautiful meals that were zochem Ezer Hashem to be able to enjoy the time that we have with our friends and our families. And Be'ez Hashem, to always look within the good within every Jew. And the more we look for within the good every Jew, as the Gemara explains, the more down the chavschus to other Jews, the more we look for the good in others. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will look for the good within us. And Be'ez Hashem Yisbarach, coming out of Shavuos, will be changed people. And Be'ez Hashem, we will all be dancing with the Halakha Torah, Be'ez Hashem, with the Kedushas Levi, and with Rabbi Nachman, and with the Arizal, and all the Tzaddikim, from all the way back, from all the Avos HaKadoshim. And Be'ez Hashem will be zochah to be able to dance by the Kotel, bringing in the King Mashiach, Be'ez Hashem Yisbarach, Melech Mashiach, Be'ez Hashem, with all of Klai Yisrael, B'meir, V'min, Amen, and V'amen. Have a beautiful Shabbos, have a beautiful Yontif.